The deadline for a deal in Greece's long-running debt crisis is approaching quickly, just weeks before the bailout expires. Negotiations between Greece and its creditors seem to be falling apart, and that means Greece could default on its debts by the end of the month.
There are major differences between us in most key areas. There has been no progress in narrowing these differences recently.
That's Jerry Rice. He's spokesman for the International Monetary Fund, speaking to reporters yesterday. On Thursday, the IMF sent its negotiators home to Washington, indicating just how difficult it's been for the two sides to work out their differences in these negotiations. James Galbraith is professor of public affairs and government at the University of Texas at Austin, and he joins me now from the Ministry of Finance in Athens. Professor, welcome.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
Greece really is at a crisis point in these talks. What's at stake in the next 48 to 72 hours here?
Well, what's at stake is the possibility of reaching an agreement with the creditors. I found it interesting just listening to the comment by the IMF spokesman and your introduction of that comment, that in noting that Greece had not made concessions recently. This, first of all, is something which is not true. The Greek government has made numerous concessions over the course of these talks. It was not asked whether the IMF had made any concessions of any significance. Sitting here in Athens, that is very much the difficulty. The creditors are either unable or unwilling to bend from what was their initial position, which was that the Greeks should simply conform to the terms and conditions that had been agreed to by the previous government, and which this government of Greece was elected to change.
And the message from the IMF and the other institutions, as you've alluded to, is that the new left-wing socialist government of Greece is refusing measures of austerity, won't cut their version of Social Security, won't cut pensions, isn't being reasonable on taxes. And you're saying that's only one side of the coin.
It's a completely meretricious account. When we are speaking of pensions here in Greece, we're speaking of a large group of pensioners whose monthly payment is on the order of 350 euro per month. And the request from the creditor side has been that it's be cut on the order of 120 euro. So you're looking at people who are already at or below the poverty line, and the government is being asked to cut them back to a point of really dire hardship. That is something that the government is refusing to do. And from any social, political, but also economic standpoint, the Greek government's policy on that issue is the correct policy.
You were one of a large group of economists and others who wrote publicly in the Financial Times this week calling for sanity and humanity on the part of creditors in these talks. If that's not achieved, what's at stake? Can you guide us through what happens if a deal isn't struck here and default comes? What's the real-world consequence of that?
Well, that's an important question, and it's very important to look at that question quite coolly. Greece owes its debts primarily now to official creditors, the International Monetary Fund and the European Central Bank. If it is unable to make those payments, then it simply falls into arrears to those creditors. The follow-on consequences will depend upon subsequent events. If the European Central Bank continues to take the view, which it has taken consistently, that the Greek banks have pretty good collateral and that they are solvent, then the measures which keep the currency in place can remain in place. If the European Central Bank decides to take what might amount to a retaliatory or punitive measure, then the consequences become much more disruptive. And I don't think we know how this particular standoff will end. I think that if the creditors would finally come around to seeing that the interest of Europe lies in acknowledging that they made a mistake back in 2010 with the really awful terms of a bailout that was not aimed at Greece, but basically at French and German banks, and that this mistake should now be corrected. And secondly, that their paramount interest is in the preservation of Europe, then we could begin to reach a middle ground. I don't think it's actually that difficult.
James Galbraith is a professor of public affairs and government at the University of Texas at Austin and a close friend and confidant to the Greek finance minister, speaking to us from the Ministry of Finance in Athens. Professor, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.